It is 12:36. This is KHUM, Cut and Eureka Arcata, online at khum.com. You guys, if you lived in Humboldt, like, I don't know, 7 years ago, oh my God, then you would have remembered the Rubberneckers, because you go to these Rubbernecker concerts and people are singing along. Everybody knew the words. It was a moment, man.
It was mayhem.
It was mayhem. Yeah, you lived in this hovel in Blue Lake, this farmhouse.
I wouldn't call it a hovel. It was a beautiful, rundown farmhouse.
You had chickens?
We did have chickens.
You had?
Did I mention?
It was a not, yeah. Oh, dude. You just referenced your own lyrics. I think that's acceptable. Where did you go? What happened? Why'd you leave town? Where'd you go? What are you doing?
Which version of the story? You want the R-rated version, or you want the family version? The family version would be my sister had a kid, and I wanted to be close to my family there. I don't have a lot of family, and so I wanted to be close to my sister and my niece who was being born.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to share?
The R-rated version?
Yeah, let's do that.
I had a several-year heroin habit.
Okay.
That I needed to get over.
You got over that?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Wait, okay, so you were on heroin at the end of the... for several years, so for the bulk of the Rubberneckers...
just the really drastic part at the end.
Heroin. Pretty awesome.
It's great. If you want to take chances with things that ruin everything you like.
If you want to gamble with your future.
Yeah, you know.
Heroin's for you. Can I ask, like, how the kicking process, what did we learn about that?
When I used to get into that stuff when I was in my, you know, early 20s, I could turn it around in like 3 days. Being in my middle 30s, it took me years to get over, essentially. I mean, you know, it took years to get over I don't know, 'cause there's a lot, it's a lot harder on your body. It's a lot harder to get over doing something that screws up all the stuff you liked.
So, once and for all, let's end the debate on heroin. Should you or should you not take heroin?
Let's go ahead and say, don't do heroin.
All right. Debate over. Thank you, Clay. Let's move on, man. And I'm happy to hear that. I had heard some things, and I heard that you left town as it was. The word on the street was that, like, he had to get his health together. And so that remains true.
Well, you know, and you asked me before we started talking if anything was off limits, and no, man, I'll talk about anything. I have no problem with it.
Well, let's do some music. You've been writing, and we'll talk about where you went and what you're up to, but people love your songs, dude, and I can't wait to hear new stuff. What have we got?
well, I have this new band back in Florida. We're called Cassius Clay and the Knockouts. You want me to play a song, or you want to play one of the recorded songs first?
Let's do a live one first. We'll get to the recorded stuff later.
Okay.
All right.
Cool. I'll play this one first. It's called, like, hold on 1 second. We didn't tune.
Did you ever tune?
Yes. Magic. It's still in
I've
tune.
I've heard Rubberneckers records.
This song's called, like, Guess I Have to Work. I bought a car, I got a young one and a wife. Now I gotta find a way to keep the punk rock in my life. The mortgage is a chain that keeps me anchored to the floor. Just beyond my reach, the sunlight slips beneath the door. It's just a reminder. It's just a reminder. The stress is such a constant, so hard to keep at bay. like the ringing in my ears. I think it's here to stay. So my amp, it will stay plugged in, and the cords stay on the floor. The empty bottles on the counter from the couple days before, it's just a reminder. It's just a reminder. It's just a reminder. It's just a reminder. Broke, I guess I have to work. When I'm thirsty, I'll drink, and when I'm pissed, I'll drink some more. And then I wake up in the morning, I'll be wondering what for. It's just a reminder. 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 It's just a reminder.
Is it weird if I clap?
Nope.
Bravo!
That's Clay from the Rubberneckers. He's up in here. He's got a beverage in a koozie. Is it cozy or koozie?
Koozie.
Okay, it's a koozie. And yeah, that's...
You know, I went through this thing where I went from a person that didn't wear socks to wearing socks. Similar in my life was the transition between naked beer and having a koozie for that beer.
And that, you're saying, is as profound as the difference between wearing socks and not?
Yep.
Look, I can't believe it. How long did you go around without socks? That's almost worse than heroin.
I don't know if no socks is worse than heroin, but...
Well, we'll agree to disagree.
No socks is a bad thing. I mean, it's bad.
How long did you not wear socks?
I don't... Years.
You're a man. You're a Chuck Taylor man, right?
Yes.
Converse man.
Yes.
By the way, rep. Boom. Yours are more thrashed than mine. You can't wear Chucks with no socks. You're going to rip the insole's going to come out.
And your feet become, I mean...
A farm.
A disgusting stink farm. I'm trying to speak without cursing.
Right. Thank you for that.
No. It was a major, major big change. It only happened about 4 weeks ago.
Welcome! Oh, on behalf of sock people, welcome.
I feel like I'm in the big boy club.
We're happy to have you now. Dude, okay, so you left Humboldt 6 years ago to get your health on, and you moved across the country to be Uncle Clay.
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's great.
Cool
it's
little
great.
Niece?
Yeah, she's awesome. She's five, about to be six now. Obsessed with Darth Vader and the Force. She's like a little me, which I feel terrible for her. For her mom.
She's got a goatee.
For her mom and my brother-in-law, you know, but so be it. You know, that's awesome. We have a very small family, so like adding one person to it is, you know.
It's like a double-digit increase.
Big numbers.
Suddenly Christmas got more expensive. So you go across the country, and now you work in a print shop.
Yeah, I work for a place called Enemy Inc., we print t-shirts. I'm the lead press operator on a 10 screen press.
That's 10 colors.
10 color, yeah.
So is there any like craftsmanship to that, or is it just like feed it a PDF and like cross your fingers?
Yeah, no, there's definitely, it's a skilled trade. I want to say not unlike plumbing, you know, but there's an artistic element to it as well.
Dude, plumbing can be super artistic. You said you ever seen Steve Bonner's piping?
Yeah, that's the most awesome pee trap I've ever seen in my life.
No, man, you go to a house that has one of those like radiant, you know, where they put the water on the roof and then the water gets warm and then they pump that warm water into the floor so the house gets warm.
Sure, sure.
That looks awesome. That's art.
No, I built a house here where Steve Bonner put one of those in.
Then you must admit his piping is second to none.
Yeah, I mean,
nobody pipes
hands
like
down.
Yeah,
no one right, pipes like Bonner.
Let's just, I don't know. That
we
got weird.
We gotta move on here.
Okay, so you're working at a print shop and you're doing a band. Let's play something from your band. Tell us about who is in it, how long you've been playing, and so forth.
Well, I it's a couple guys from the shop that I work at. This is recorded in Gainesville, Florida at Golden Tone Studios. Play the song that's called All the Broken Windows.
Let's do that right now. All the Broken Windows from Cassius Clay and the Knockouts. It's KHUM, Radio Without the Rules.
I watched a movie and I guess in a small way that movie made me understand you. I suppose I wish I really could, I really could. I read a book and I took some notes and wrote them down on paper. None of it helped me to realize the truth, the truth. I heard a song playing loud on the radio. I tried to change the station. That song, it broke me down, it broke me down. The long one wrecked you in the end. She ruined you once. And back again. The wrong one will wreck you in the end. She ruined you once. And back again. Understand you. I suppose I wish I really could. I really could. I read a book and I took some notes. I wrote them down on paper. None of it helped me to realize the truth. The truth. I heard a song playing loud on the radio. I tried to change the station. That song. That song, it broke me down. It broke me down. The wrong one, wreck you in the end. To ruin you once and back again. The wrong one, wreck you in the end. To ruin you once and back again. It's so for what it's worth. All the broken windows. Wholesale lies add up to a real kind of rage. Divide and multiply. So for what it's worth, all the broken windows of my wholesale lies add up to a real kind of rage. Divide and multiply. So for what it's worth, all the broken windows of my wholesale lies add up to a real kind of rage. Divide and multiply. Dividing and multiply. Dividing and multiply. Dividing and multiply.
Holy smokes, that's super heavy. That's rock music.
It's a punk band.
Well, Clay from the Rubberneckers. Hey,
it's
man.
More rock band than, I mean,
still
there
playing.
You save that one for later.
It is a rock outfit.
It's a rock outfit. It's not a country outfit.
Well, there's that. And have you turned your back on the cowpunk ways, the whiskey drinking sort of y'alternative music?
I've not turned my back on whiskey drinking. in the slightest bit. But I do kind of think that maybe it's time to call a moratorium on all the punk rockers having country bands and folk bands.
Really?
Yeah.
Outline your position.
At the point where really, like, even the mainstream starts to notice that, you know, every guy that used to have a punk band now, you know, is on a folk revival tour of one form or another. Like, it's just time to, I just call a moratorium, so, you know?
No judgment. Just stop it.
Just quit.
Yeah, I could say. Well, Springsteen did that. And I'm not saying
there's
that he was
no,
punk,
you can't, I don't want to cut you off here, you can't. I don't question the boss's intentions.
Even when he's singing Froggy Went A-Courtin'?
Don't care.
So Bruce Springsteen's singing Froggy Went A-Courtin', you're like, I sign off on that.
Fine, trust right. me. It's fine
Sounds
with me.
Good.
So, so Gainesville and the rest of the Rubbernecker sort of scattered. I follow Greg on the Facebook.
Greg's good.
I haven't seen Brandon in a while. And then Burton apparently just moved out of town 2 weeks ago, you said.
Virginia. His wife's family lives there. I think it's kind of cool. I have Burton on the East Coast, so hopefully I'll see him soon. Cause I do see Greg here and there, even though he's in New York and I'm in Florida. We went and saw, Bruce Springsteen, together up Jersey ways and stuff like that. So at least if they're on that coast, I can see them.
So there's zero chance of getting the Rubberneckers back together.
That's the official word from on high.
Right now. It just cannot happen.
Yeah, no.
When you think back about those days, because you guys were in many ways the king. I mean, the Rubberneckers, these shows at wherever you play the Alibi, you play Lager Bar. That was your Yankee Stadium, you know.
or but, Meadowlands.
Yeah, I mean, just fists in the air. Yes, your Meadowlands. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Or Stone Pony, if you will.
There are no bands in town right now where people go to shows knowing all the lyrics. Much less,
not?
You know, bands where people sing along.
Really? And they're not? Like, I would think it's been enough time somebody's had to have, taken up the
slack. There was a Cutters reunion a couple of months ago.
Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about.
No.
But not that I don't love the Cutters. I wish I could have been there here for the Cutters reunion. That would have been great. But there's nobody that I find that hard to believe that that.
Well, you know how it is. Yeah. How long did you live in Humboldt? 10 years.
Almost.
Yeah. It's like everything ebbs and flows. Like right now, we're in a period where there are not, like, you know, playing rock bands.
You're in an ebb.
Yeah, we're in an ebb right now. You
not
know, they're
a flow.
They're not. But you know, a year from now, there will be five great rock bands. You know, when Jensen did that documentary of Rural Rock and Roll, like that was a real renaissance. Great rock and roll bands. Weirdly enough, you were not in that. That's odd.
We were probably on tour.
That's true. You were probably touring. Let's do another live song since you have your guitar here, Clay from the Rubberneckers.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
It's a new song I wrote. It's called The Price of Coming Down.
What's it about?
Coming down.
From? All right, let's listen to this.
Just listen to it.
Okay.
Sorry, I just had to see what was going on. Oops. I don't think it's much of a mystery, the past and our time last. Left you just pissed at me. The time plus distance squared equals the present, hard to bear. I just pray that when it's done, the worst is over. Well, those New York City streets support your feet despite all the weight you carry round. Should it bring you to your knees, a place not so forgiving, that's the price of coming down. Coming down here with us slowly, folk, we're the ones you'll get to know, sinners unrepentant. Don't forget about the place you cut your teeth. Your roots taught you all you know. Taught you all you know. I taught you all you know. Hey, your phone call doesn't shake me up, it's your voice I'm glad to hear. Yeah, the words you're saying I can bear, cause it means you care. Wanna hear your every gripe, cause yeah, it wasn't just my life. You went down that hole with me to hell. Well, this New York City streets support your feet, despite all the weight you carry around. Didn't it bring you to your knees? A place not so forgiving. That's the price of coming down. Coming down here with us lowly folk. We're the ones you'll get to know. Sinners unrepentant. Don't forget about the place you cut your teeth. Your roots taught you all you know. Taught you all you know. I taught you all you know. Much of a mystery, the past and our time last left you just pissed at me. The time plus distance squared equals the present, hard to bear. I just pray when it's done, the worst is over. Oh, this New York City streets support your feet, despite all the weight you carry around. Should it bring you to your knees, a place not so forgiving? That's the price of coming down. Coming down here with us lowly folk. We're the ones you'll get to know. Sinners unrepentant. Don't forget about the place you cut your teeth. Your roots taught you all you know. Taught you all you know. Taught you all you know. I taught you all you know.
Clay Smith. Is that a Cassius Clay and the Knockout song?
Yeah.
Or is that a Clay Smith song?
I wrote that before we started the band.
Okay, so you get all the royalties. Like if that
yeah,
gets on,
all the royalties.
Yeah, if that gets on the soundtrack for you know, Grey's Anatomy. You get those steady checks.
I was more imagining on the soundtrack for
True Blood, Breaking Bad.
Oh man, if you could only hope.
No doubt, right? That was a great soundtrack. I'm watching it though, so don't spoil it. I'm on season 3. Don't. I will knock you right out if you spoil Breaking Bad.
I wouldn't do that because I'm a fan.
It's a good show. What do you so you're back in town. What do you miss about Humboldt? Like, is there anything that comes to mind?
Yeah, there's just driving here. I mean, you know, I spend a massive amount of time in traffic in Florida. It's impossible to get away from this like noise. You know, I like the work I do. I like being around my family. I have a band. I enjoy being in a band. And then all the other stuff that you have to kind of dodge and deal with on a normal day, that stuff isn't here. You know, here is quiet, you know, here. I mean, first stop was out in Blue Lake, you know, the day ends and it gets, people turn the lights out and it gets quiet and nice and you know, beautiful and temperate.
Yeah, there's that. It's not 95 and muggy. When you say all the things in normal life that are there are not here, what you are saying to us in Humboldt is you're saying, all the things that I experience, you don't have. So I'm kind of wondering, like, beyond, you know, it gets quiet at night. Like,
I'm saying all the things that I experience that I hate, you guys don't have to put up with.
That's right, we don't. We're doing it right over here. Mm-hmm. You should bring that over to Gainesville. Why don't you just tell them, hey, over in Humboldt, they're doing it differently. They're being quiet.
There's no, you can't take this and go somewhere else and tell somebody about it. This is a little bubble here. I mean, I very much enjoyed this little bubble for the time that I was able to spend here. It's almost you suspend yourself from, you know, the rest of
time.
The nonsense
and yeah.
certainly time. I miss walking around I miss being able to see stars.
You're painting a bleak picture
of the rest of the world,
at least of Florida.
You ever watch the news?
No, I stopped, and I feel much better about it.
You know, I never watched the news when I lived here.
You watch the nightly news on TV?
Do I now? No, I read the news in the morning before I go to work.
Oh, that's a good way to start the day.
Yeah. Well, you know, if I don't kill myself, somebody will kill me.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much, I kept reading the news going, oh my gosh, life is awful. And then I'd go out my front door and I'd see birds. And I'd be like, wait a minute. This is not working for me. This is not my experience at all. It's like they're biased towards blood. Somebody should write a book about that.
There's a couple.
Yeah.
You haven't seen them?
Dude, what are you going to do? Are you staying out in Blue Lake? Are you in Arcata? Are you doing a victory lap? I mean, you must have a lot of people who want some of your time, K-Hum included.
This is almost the extent of my plans.
Besides, this is your only plan?
Besides playing the show, I stayed at with my friend Micah last night. The rest of the time I'm here, I'm gonna be staying in Blue Lake. I want to have at least a couple nights where I can walk to the Lager Bar
and walk back.
And
have you been there since you got here? Right?
Yeah.
That should be your first
briefly
stop.
Briefly. Yeah.
Like, I'm back, everybody. Get off my stool.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
There wasn't anyone there for me to throw off the stool, but tonight I'm throwing people off stools.
There you go.
Whichever one I want to sit in.
Incidentally, your show, give us the when and where's of that. When can people come get a piece of the Clay Smith magic?
Saturday night at 9 o'clock at the Lager Bar after the all day free Folk Fest.
All right. Oh, that's right. Folk Life Fest. Let's do another one from your band and then we'll close it out with one more live one, if that's cool with you.
Yeah.
What should we play?
Play Heart of Cement.
Heart of Cement. This is Cassius Clay and the Knockouts.
You're unhappy and you seem resigned to it. There's a practiced aversion in your eyes. I see you coming from a mile away. Time to get clear, and the practiced aversion shields your lies. With a heart of cement, you put on the disguise, and this time I'm not sure it'll work out like it did the last time. And the time before that too. Aversion in your eyes. I see it coming from a mile away. It gives me time to get clear, and the practiced aversion shields your lies. And my heart of cement,
That is Cassius Clay on the Knockouts. It's Clay Smith Project. Clay from the Rubberneckers, back in the K-Hum studio. You've played K-Hum so many times, you know, 5-6 times, plus we went out to your house.
Yeah, we recorded a whole album.
Yeah, recorded a whole album from the farmhouse.
With Larry.
Where is Larry?
You were scared to come out there.
I was not. I just had a thing. Like, I would have loved to be there, and I wanted to have the farmhouse experience. Everybody said that you got to go to the farmhouse. My friend,
you can still go, but be careful and sneak in, and don't let the guy that lives there catch you because he has a gun.
Okay, how do you know that?
He ran me off last night.
Tell us about that.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, that would be a good story.
Tonight. It might happen tonight, though. So,
what would you do if somebody came up to you at your current house, open the door? Oh, can I help you? Yeah, I used to live here. Can I have a tour? Would you actually let them in?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. I guess we should be doing that, right? Micah, what do you think? Should we be doing that?
You'd have to. Everything is situational.
Everything is situational.
I bet if you go to the farmhouse right now, that the same books are on the shelves that we left there.
Which books are those?
Nothing good. Just the random, you know, just detritus, the accumulation of. Years and years and years of people leaving junk places. I bet that's all still sitting in the exact same spot. It's that kind of house.
When you were touring as a Rubberneckers, I remember getting a text on, I think I got a, you emailed me a picture, you texted me a picture of your drummer standing in a window in just his tighty whities. Mm-hmm. And I realized right then that my life is incomplete. And that
There's a lot of nudity.
There was a lot of nudity on these Rubbernecker tours. Do you miss that, the touring life, or are you touring around now?
No, I miss touring. I love to. I like with a group of guys and that hopefully you get along with. You know, I think it's a great way to live, you know, just to, essentially it's, you know, it's like vacation where you have to work an hour a day and then maybe that's part of what, you know, I mean, there's no maybe about it. It's pretty obvious that only having to work an hour a day and is what gets you to having, you know, plenty of musicians have substance abuse problems, but no, it's awesome. It's a great way to live.
Is it hard to get heroin in Arcata? Nobody's ever offered it to me, and I've never seen it.
Now? Yeah. I have no idea.
But back then?
It was pretty simple.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you have one person, or are there a few people?
One person.
Can't get their number.
One person in Arcata. I don't know his number.
One person in Arcata.
It was 7 years ago.
Wow. I just, when I think of Arcata, I just don't think of heroin, but obviously that's not the case.
Yeah. I don't want to say anything that's going to get me beat up Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. Also, incidentally, don't beat up Clay. Let's not have any beating up.
What if that guy's still here and he's like, now the cops are looking at me more.
Well, like, what are the odds that a heroin dealer would be paranoid?
What are the odds that he's still alive?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Pretty low.
I'm glad you're alive, by the way.
So am I.
Thanks for being alive. That's pretty fresh. It's nice, right?
It's the newest thing going these days. It's the biggest thing going, being alive.
So Lager Bar, what time does this thing happen? And tell us about what we can expect at the Lager Bar.
9 o'clock. I'm going to have some accompaniment. Some friends are going to come and help with some songs. I brought a lot of new stuff here today because I really believe in going forward and moving forward, but we'll dig up some of those Rubberneckers tunes.
Just for old times.
And for sure, you know. We need to give Jenky something to dance to.
I think she's coming out.
I believe. That would be my bet.
That would be great. It's going to be a good time. I still, in front of my house right now, I have a tree that I won at a Rubbernecker show at the, was that cafe there?
The Red Radish.
Red Radish, yeah. You played Del Arte benefit.
The benefit to send my girlfriend to clown school,
I believe. Is that what that was?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay, I remember that. Yeah,
memory
that was,
serves.
And you were wearing a white tuxedo.
We all had tuxedos.
Oh, such a great moment.
It was hot.
Man. I miss that Red Radish scene.
There was a lot of times of the Rubberneckers being very sexy.
Oh, it hasn't stopped. Look at you now. I feel like just awash in pheromones, like secondhand sexy. Like, I'm going to walk out of here slightly sexy just because of you. Thanks for that, by the way. I need to
help. You're welcome.
I appreciate that. So you're back until Tuesday, and again, you said that this is your only plan, is go here and then play that show.
Yeah.
You got to have some other plans, man. You go to Farmer's Market, catch a... Why don't you go to a Crabs game?
When's the Crabs game?
Crabs games are tonight and then tomorrow evening, and then there's a day game, I think, on... Actually, no, there's a 7 p.m. game on Saturday, and then there's a noon...
That I'm probably going to miss.
Okay, well, there's a... Yeah. It is a 12:30 game on Sunday.
Oh, that sounds like a great plan.
All right, so maybe if people...
Crabs game on Sunday.
This is a tentative plan, but if people want to roll the dice and get a clay sighting, go to the Crabs game on Sunday.
Bring a cattle prod, a taser gun.
Bring some scissors so that they can cut pieces of your shirt off for relics. That sort of thing. Frame it. I have a piece of Buster Posey's baseball uniform encased in like lucite at my house, and it's the creepiest thing in my house.
Sounds gross.
It's like they cut this guy's clothes apart and then sold it. It's really weird. All right, man. Well, this is going to be the last one. Clay from the Rubberneckers, why don't you tell us what you're going to be playing here? And I'm going to shoot video just in case it comes out good.
Just in case. This song's called Arthur, Nebraska. My family's from Arthur, Nebraska. And this is kind of a fictionalized account of, I don't know, where my people come from, I guess. Is that good enough?
Yeah, sounds good. Careful.
All right. My dad, he was a mechanic, never wanted for nothing, always thought that he would be something. Dreams of the old homestead still kept him up at night, right on through to the dawn's light. Poured out the oil in a hole in the yard, the lifeblood of engines siphoned from his old car. A shotgun house way down south, a swamp in Florida, and a wife with no way out. Now he's a working stiff, another wage slave. He was an artist. He threw it all away. He pays his taxes. He has a bank account. He has no clue. He lost his roots, he has no clue. He lost his roots, he has no clue. He lost his roots, and that's what it's all about. My mother's mother moved from Martha, Nebraska, back in 1918. They bumped along in an old covered wagon, the first of the family to see. West of Old Miss, west of the Rockies, their god he led his way with his plan. They took it all straight from the good book, Jesus of the Promised Land. Now he's a working stiff, another wage slave. He was an artist. He threw it all away, he pays his taxes. He has a bank account, he has no clue. He lost his roots, he has no clue. He lost his roots, he has no clue. He lost his roots, and that's what it's all about. Poppy may have run afoul of the law, spent cold winters on the plains with the cattle. The story's grown tall, taller than most, but the facts, they still ring true. My mother and her wagon found loving in Lincoln, with the preacher all troubles past. It was down on my father to fall in with another, leave the Florida coast at last. Now he's a working stiff, another wage slave. He was an artist. He threw it all away. He pays his taxes, he has a bank account. He has no clue, he lost his roots. He has no clue, he lost his roots. He has no clue, he lost his roots. And that's what it's all about.
I don't know. That one was okay. Like, I guess like maybe a six. You might want to workshop that one a little bit.
I'll get right on that, Mike Drivers.
No, it was awesome.
You can make fun of me all you want.
I did. It is 6 years of practice, man. I'm kidding. Well, it's a pleasure to see our buddy Larry's outside, and I know that you haven't seen him since. He's walking around staring at you. Lager Bar, Saturday night.
Yep.
9-ish. Special guest, there will be drums. Somebody's going to sit down behind the kit for a bit.
Yeah, there will be that.
Can we talk about who it is?
No.
Really?
No, it's Pete Ciotti.
Oh, it's Pete Ciotti, you guys. PC is going to sit down. That's going to be fun. You might have some other folks hanging in as well. So people can find you. You got a website, CassiusClanOfKnockouts.tv?
Nope.
.net?
Nope.
.gov?
Nope.
Okay.
Don't even have a Facebook yet.